Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, titled, Do All in the Name of the Lord Jesus. This is part one of two. Start with our current events update. Stephen mentioned how pathetic both political parties are this morning, and the Republican Party is not much better than the Democrat Party. So we just want to remind you, we are equal opportunity offenders. And you'll hear me defending things that people do in politics, but I don't defend either political party or their leadership.
Amen.
And the reason why I love our president so much is because most people out here don't have enough sense to know he's against both parties. Both parties hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the man. Paul Ryan, who sabotaged Congress for 2 years while Trump's... People say, well, Republicans had control of the Senate and the Congress. The Republicans did, but the American people didn't. And when Paul Ryan started in Congress in 1999, his net worth was $382,865, which isn't bad. How many of you can say that? Now... he's worth $7.8
million. Wow.
Ask yourself how a Congress can make $76,000 a year and become a multi-millionaire. Now, this is true about most of them.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to pick on Paul Ryan. I'm going to tell you, if you research your politicians, they're crooks.
Yeah. Amen.
One of the things is you want to read you want to get really angry, pick up William Grady's book, How Satan Turned America Against God.
Yeah.
And read in there about the 9/11 thing and how the Bushes and Rumsfeld and Cheney and those guys benefited from 9/11. Made millions upon millions of dollars through the Carlyle Group. It'd make you sick. Yeah, his net worth went up 95% in Congress. Now,
realize that Congress is against itself.
Congress passes laws for you and me and exempt themselves. And that's how they get by with being crooks. Now, here's the thing that ought to make you disgusted, is that these same people will tell you that the problem is entitlements. The problem is Social Security and Medicare. You're the problem. That's not the problem. I'm not even in support of Social Security, to be honest with you, but I'll tell you this. The problem isn't Social Security. The problem is the crooks who have emptied Social Security.
Yeah.
And the people who paid into that should get their money back. I also want to mention this thing I talked about Wednesday. I've said from the very start that this guy's a liar. And new evidence suggests that Jussie or Juicy, I keep hearing both, I don't know which. Jussie? Juicy? Smollett. One thing I know is not Jesse, because he corrected somebody who called him Jesse. So I know, but it's one or the other. Smollett orchestrated the attack that... for weeks, your fake news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Time, Newsweek, all of it, bunch of scripted Democrat operatives have been trying to paint this attack up as Trump country. Trump country. That's the reason why he was attacked. They even claimed that these guys were white and they had MAGA hats on and they yelled after they beat him up, "This is MAGA country." It's all a big load of hogwash. When this happened, the Democrats were calling this a lynching to try to paint it up like it's a racist thing. The NAACP blatantly called it against Trump and his followers. It's hogwash. He hired two Nigerian weightlifters and paid them $3,500 each to orchestrate this attack. It's a big, fat lie. There will not be retractions. And all the stuff that was said, you remember just like with the kids with the hats on at D.C., what was the name of that school? Covington. The Covington kids. Hardly anybody had the guts to apologize. And when they did, it was always like in the a shady little area of their news magazine or on a part of their website that hardly anybody saw. That sort of thing. This is what Variety Magazine was defending him right up to the very last, saying those reports that he staged the attack are unconfirmed. And instead of replacing that last night with a story saying we were wrong, we falsely reported this to you, instead, article not found. That's how you deal with it. Now at some point I'm sure Variety will even put up some kind of an article about this, but they'll act like their hands are clean. They will not. Yes. Amen. And before we move on to that, I just want you to understand the importance of this. Christians and most conservatives in this country are not the dope heads. They're not the muggers. They don't fill up our prison system. So they have to make up stuff and try to paint you as though you are a bunch of haters. And that's what I tell people. You ain't got there's people calling themselves Christians that ain't got the sense that God gave a dog's tail. That they don't hate Donald Trump. They hate you. If you want to find the people who are not hurting this country, you look for Trump supporters. I'm telling you.
Amen.
The people who are opposed to Trump are the wicked people in this country.
Amen.
Just look at them. They're the people, for example, who will vote for pro-choice, pro-Sodom people to get elected. They are the people who are filling up our prisons. They're the people overdosing. They're the people who are pushing drugs. So what do they got to do? They've done this to Christians from the very beginning. Is they make it look like you are the trouble. You are the problem. And you know who their best friend is? Your apostate, brainless, professing Christian friends and family. They are the useful idiots of Satan's agenda in America. They will use your family and your friends against you. You watch it. And that's why I'm showing you this stuff. It's going to get bad. It's going to get worse. Now, before moving on, I want this current events update. And Brother Mark's not here. I was going to ask him to give a word on it, but I don't know what something's come up with his truck. Hopefully not. But last Sunday, we went, Brother Doug, Jenny, and Mark and I went and talked to Mark's dad. His name's Marvin. He was 95, right? In hospice at Wesley Glen, and we shared the gospel, and he made a profession of faith. He confessed his faith in the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. That was Sunday, and then he went to be with the Lord Wednesday.
Wow.
Now I want to tell you something. Some people have a problem with what they call deathbed conversions. And I tell you, if there's a level of decibels, or what you explain to me, when the noise level of sound, I always say decibels, but whatever the registry is, the needle for who's the loudest in heaven will be men like that, men and women like that. You imagine, you know, and praise God for folks like, you know, Johnny and Jenny. You know, how old were you saved? Yeah. Yeah. So if they lived to be his age, well, I was saved for 90 years, you know, and can have a lot of reward. They stay faithful. And then someone like me, I was saved 19 years old. So if I were to live to his age, I got a long. And I'm not saying we're not going to be singing his praises and thankful. But man, you talk about somebody says, well, what's your story? Well, I was saved on a Sunday and then died 3 days later. And here I am. Those will be... Yeah, amen. Now, here's the thing I have to say before we get into our study is don't bank on it. Don't bank on having that opportunity on a deathbed. People killed in a car accident. People have been dropped dead from heart attacks. We have a neighbor in the hospital who almost died, and he's unsaved and about, what, 90 what?
He's at least 95.
90. He's about the same age as Marvin. Had a brain bleed. And the Lord spared him. But there's people just dropped dead like that. Don't bank on having a deathbed opportunity. But if there, as long as you have breath, we will preach the gospel to you. And the Bible says if you will believe, repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on His death, burial, and resurrection, trusting in His blood as payment for your sins, you'll go to heaven, according to the Bible. You guys remember the story of the thief on the cross?
Yeah,
there's an example. All right, so let's get into our Bible study. Colossians chapter 3, if you haven't already turned there, and let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time in Your Word. We thank You for everyone here. We thank You for the remnant of people who are standing up and unafraid and having courage to speak out and to preach the gospel no matter the repercussions. And Lord, we want to do it all for Your glory and in Your name. And we ask You help us as we study this. We consider these things in Colossians 3:17. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that's the title of our message. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're going to be in verse 17. We're going to run around the Bible a few times. So be ready to let your fingers do the walking or click the right button or whatever you're using for a Bible. All right, is everybody there? Everyone read with me, Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen? It's a great memory verse. And having established in our previous studies the need to put off certain things and put on the new man with his particular characteristics, we then see that what we do in word or deed, we should do in whose name? That's right. Not in your name, not in your pastor's name, not even in your church's name.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This should be the theme of our lives. As the sand through the hourglass, so is the theme of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Sebi says, if I had thumbs, I would do things in the name of the Lord Jesus. But see, Sebi doesn't have thumbs. You don't have that excuse. You have thumbs. Amen? Odie says, if I had thumbs, I would clean out the fridge. Those are cute puppies. But you're not a puppy. And you have thumbs. You have a spirit and a soul. You don't have any excuse. Amen? I don't have any excuse. I need to be busy about the Lord's work. And I need to be doing those things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let's clarify that this is when the new man is doing the word or deed. Don't drive like you're devil-possessed. Flip him the bird in Jesus' name. See? There are certain things you should not do in the name of the Lord Jesus. I respect those who have not put bumper stickers on their car because they drive like idiots. You know, if you drive like an idiot, own up to it and don't put a Jesus sticker on your car and be a bad advertisement. Amen? I respect that. Now, you shouldn't be satisfied with that. You ought to be trying to change your driving habits. But I'll grant this, that you know, driving safely can get you killed too. A girl last week was just driving her mind her own business out on I-71 and some wild, crazy maniac smacked into her and she ran into a truck and she's dead. She didn't do anything wrong. Our local, our a highway state patrol, as I was telling Jenny this morning, they're derelict in duty. I'm going to be writing letters. I don't know what else. You know, as a citizen, that's all you can do. 315 has posted 55 mile per hour. If you go within 4 miles of that, you can be going 59 mile an hour and people pass you like you're sitting still. For 2 years, I've only seen one highway patrolman on 315. Those of us who obey the law are left to die. It's not right. But what do I do? I'm not going to start breaking the law with all the lawless. And if I did, I'd have to take my bumper stickers off. And you know what? These idiots passing me like, what are you doing driving the speed limit? Well, they can just read my bumper stickers and go to hell. Amen. Because that's their attitude. You Christians! Well, just burn then. I did my part. I obeyed the law and did it in the name of Jesus and got the gospel in there. You don't like that and you want to go to hell? Then go to hell. Amen? That's the truth. That's where we're living. There's some bad examples. You don't want to do this. Deuteronomy 18:20, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name. See that? TBN. All kinds of liars and crooks on Christian TV speaking in Jesus' name. Bunch of liars and crooks.
Amen.
If we were under the Old Testament, we could kill them. Amen. Under the Mosaic Law, it'd take those TBN false prophets out and stone them to death. Those TBN false prophets ought to thank God every day they're in the dispensation of the gospel of grace. Because I'd line up to stone them. I'm not kidding. I'd be right there. Those crooks have sent people. They've done more to grease the skids to hell for people with the way they crook and lie. Tell everybody, oh, if you just believe in Jesus' name, you can have anything. Send your seed faith offering to me. And the suckers send it in. But the Bible says, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. They preach in another God, of course. But even those who preach in Jesus' name, who are false prophets, they deserve death. And they'd get it if they lived under Mosaic law. So that's why I'm not killing anybody. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to kill anybody, but I know they deserve death. And that's not just the TV preachers. Those nuts and fruitcakes are in churches all over this town, all over this state, all over this country, and the suckers just eat it up. Yeah. And the suckers pay for their big cars and their jets. And locally, they may not have a jet, but they're all driving caddies or whatever they want, and, you know, living high on the hog. And you know what? All you have to do is preach the truth about those suckers, and the suckers will attack you.
Right.
I put out 2 or 3 videos about these suckers, and they come after me.
Mm-hmm.
You're blaspheming the Holy Ghost! No, you're stupid.
Amen.
I'm not blaspheming the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you the truth about a crook.
Amen.
And a liar.
Right.
Blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know, there's going to be some blasting by the Holy Ghost when those men and women are judged. That's where the blasting of the Holy Ghost is going to be. Here's another one. Jesus speaking. He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name. We're not talking about the Muslims. We're not talking about the Buddhists. We're not talking about the atheists, the agnostics, all that. We're talking about Christian TV and Christian radio and Christian churches.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not after them. You'll hear it all the time. These fruitcake charismatics go running around saying, you are a little Christ. Not that you have Christ in you, but you are a Christ. And of course, the whole New Age thing's crept into the emergent church and everything, and they teach you are a Christ. Christ consciousness. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
That's not Bible. That's satanic. That's not Christ consciousness outside of this book.
Amen.
Everything Jesus wants you to know is in this book.
Amen.
Contacting spirits and all that kind of thing, or extra biblical prophecies and all that, is from the devil.
Amen.
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 perverted minds have done horrible things in the name of our Lord Jesus. Did you know that? I mean, some of the worst people who ever lived did it in the name of Jesus. All the Roman Catholic pedophile priests did it in the name of Jesus. And there's a lot of evangelical, especially in the youth ministry, doing things to little boys and girls in the name of Jesus. There's even people in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts who claim to be Christian going in there and molesting little boys and girls. We had one here in Westerville right after I talked to you Wednesday, Johnny. I looked at the news the next day and they had one in Westerville. Boy Scouts busted publicly masturbating. He's a scoutmaster. Yeah, well, whenever you invite the sodomites in, I mean, it's just going to get worse. Amen?
And now they're inviting the girls in.
Well, they're inviting the girls into the Boy Scouts. They're inviting the lesbians into the Girl Scouts. They're inviting the homo men into the Boy Scouts. So they can all go camping with all those little boys.
But I can't be a Girl Scout.
You could probably if you claim self-identified as a girl. But here's some more examples. The Inquisition. Millions were murdered by the Roman Catholic Church in the name of Jesus. They would tie them to a stake and in the name of Jesus set them on fire. Adulterers. I've had this at least twice in my ministry. I went the wrong way. These adulterers claim that the Lord led them to divorce without biblical grounds and marry someone else. And in one case, a fellow said he believed the Lord would have him divorce his wife even though there's no biblical grounds. He wasn't wanting to marry anybody else, but he wanted to know if it's okay with me. And I said, no, it's not okay with me because it's not okay with the Word of God. Now, I said without biblical grounds. If someone's got biblical grounds, you're free to divorce. Some evangelicals have turned marriage into a cult and turned their wives and husbands into gods. And they worship them instead of the Lord. No, man. If you're married to somebody who is an adulterer, you're married to someone who is beating you or abandons you, 1 Corinthians 7, you're free to divorce. And I'll support you 100%. But if you just like the new model that just walked in, you know, and you're going to trade your old model in for a new one, that kind of thing, or you just think she's a nag and you're just sick of hearing it, so you're going to divorce her, you'd rather live alone, I'm not going to support that. So there's got to be biblical grounds. But these people actually say the Lord is leading them to divorce without even biblical grounds. Another one are what I call filthy stars. After R-rated performances, they get an award and want to thank God or thank our Lord Jesus Christ. And they've just done something that was, what is it, Grammys and, you know, all that, Oscars and all that, a bunch of filthy music, a bunch of filthy whatever, movies or whatever, and then they'll get up and thank God or thank Jesus. That's just, my first memory of that happening was Prince. His real name's Rogers Nelson. And he was basically a porn singer. And he would use his guitar to simulate masturbation, and he would simulate sex with his backup singers on stage while singing his filthy music, and then he'd get an award and thank the Lord for it. Then, what was the other one? Hammer Time. MC Hammer. You know, and he had a couple of songs that were, I think, kind of, I don't remember the lyrics exactly, but I think they were kind of harmless, but then his album was filled with filthiness. And ironically, one of his songs was, "You Got to Pray. You got to pray just to make it today." You know, that kind of thing. That was written by Prince. Prince wrote that. And then MC Aaron sang that and then sang, I'm not even going to tell you a couple of the lyrics. Just the titles of the songs are offensive. They're so sexually explicit on MC Hammer. Huh? Well, yeah. And that was, but it's, you know, it's country and pop and all of it. I mean, it's fornication, sleeping with people you're not married to, and you know, all that. But MC Hammer got up, you know, and made a big deal about the Lord when he got an award for that. I was kind of glad to see his career end. Amen. But then somebody else, like Lady Gag Me or whoever comes in and replaces him. Cardi B and R. Kelly, any of the rapists, they got him on video with a little girl. But it's not always that extreme. And there are other bad acts taking place right now among Christians, and it's being done in Jesus' name. If you publish corrupt Bible versions in Jesus' name, that's wicked.
Amen.
And I don't mean just the publisher. I mean, you know, these ministries who give them out to people.
Amen.
Bookstores are selling them. Preaching false doctrine.
Yeah.
People are preaching false doctrine in the name of Jesus. People say, well, how do you know whatever you're preaching is? Well, I do a pretty serious study. I believe that the Bible is dispensational, and most false doctrine is because people reject dispensations or they go hyper in dispensations. I think as long as you stay biblically dispensational, then you're pretty well off as far as avoiding preaching false doctrine. There are preachers out there who call themselves fundamental King James Baptists, and they preach against dispensations. They preach against the pre-trib rapture. They preach against Israel, and they hate the Jews. They deny the Holocaust and all that. I'm pretty sure they're wrong. If you create heretical or worldly music, and that describes most of the Christian music being made today in Jesus' name. It's heretical. A lot of the lyrics are heretical. If you pay attention to the lyrics, you'll find out that the problem in Christian music has always been that Christian musicians think they're different than everybody else, and they don't have to study their Bible, and they don't have to learn doctrine, and they skip out on church. They don't even talk to me about it. For 30 years, I've watched it. And we don't have that problem here because we don't really have a music ministry. We have Christians who sing. Amen? And if you don't sit there and take part in the Bible studies and you're not regular in attendance, you're not going to get up and sing and show off. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of these churches, the people who get in, and they're not really ministering to anybody, they're showing off. They want to show off their talent and show off. They can hit that high note. And everybody's like, oh. That's what happens in Sunday churches all the time. I've jokingly said it, but I'm only half joking. Really, I mean, you guys are going to get up and sing. I don't care if you don't sound good as far as the worldly standard. But I also don't like when people get up and say, well, I didn't really have any time to practice, but so this will probably sound terrible. That's wrong too. You should give the Lord, you know, some effort. But we had a fella who get up, the church I pastored in Cincinnati before I got defrocked by the free wills. And Ernie would get up and play the harmonica. He wasn't even real good at it. But he loved the Lord. And he would play that harmonica. He practiced too. He didn't just show up with a harmonica one day and start blowing on it. And he wasn't what is the guy's name? Buddy Green or who's the other? There's, yeah. Hey, he wasn't that good, but he'd get up there and just... And then sometimes it'd take you a minute to even realize what he was playing. But he loved the Lord. And you should just see his face. Not a face of pride or anything. Just a face of loving the opportunity to serve the Lord and to play that harmonica. And one time he forgot his harmonica. I said, all right. I didn't know it. I said, Ernie, the person who was going to sing for us didn't show up. They got sick, couldn't show up. You got anything for us? He says, oh, I didn't know, and I didn't bring my harmonica. I said, oh, okay. He said, but I can whistle. I said, well, come on down. And he got up there and just started whistling. And he went through all four verses. You were about that age, I think, when that happened, by the way. But